Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Monday to each and every one of you. Yes, it's been weeks that have been on the air for different reasons, but I'm so glad to be back. I do have exciting news that I'll be sharing later, so just keep every choice for some people. It's the time. I'm so excited to be with you live on the globe.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. I am so super excited to be with you. And before we get into the evening, I want hello, Germany. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. I've been in action for a few weeks. Excited that you're here with me. And I want to extend an invitation to connect me on Twitter, on Discord, both Twitter and Discord. I am Daphne. LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. I am on Facebook, Daphne Clark Hudson. And of course, I would love you to my radio show, favorite, so that I can be kept form of amazing things I am up to next few weeks coming up to the end of the year. So again, thank you for staying in touch with me via social media. And I can't wait to see and hear things that you are up on your personal empowerment. To congratulate one of my clients. She became a new publish Tesla, and I want to send big congratulations to Holy Super Pebbles in the Pond, her new book. And it's a great read. I encourage you to pick it up. And congratulations, you know that this is the first book of many, because there are many more books that have in you, my sister. Right. Again, very excited about the progress. All right. So I want to invite everyone to come over to this conversation. And I have to tell you guys, not involved in Periscope. And you guys know that Periscope is the newest social media there, which is actually owned by Twitter. I was introduced to it back in June. I was at a mastermind intensive in Florida, and I was introduced to that, and I started scrolling, and I've got some great connections on there, people who like and love my content and found it valuable. And for that, I had the greatest surprise. I was down in Florida and I was having dinner at P.F. Chang's. And one of my supporters, Sister Jamie, she saw me scoped that I was there, and she came by and surprised me. And I said, my Lord, look at the power of social media. So do you underestimate the power of social media? Because for those of you who are entrepreneurs like myself, you know that we no longer can only concentrate on our local zip code. We got to extend our services and globally. And this is what social media has done. I want to thank all of you for your support over the years, both on my local cable TV show and on this radio show that I have on the web. I did mention that I have some good news. I am working on a podcast, and that's going to be launched real soon. So stay tuned with me to get all the information on that. And for if you are not mailing list, I encourage you to go to DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and get mailing list. This way you will be part of the circle and you will be the first to get all the information when it becomes available. Okay, tonight's episode, I will be speaking about igniting new you in paradise. Igniting new you in paradise retreat. And I have a few questions posing episode. Have you ever thought, am I experiencing all that I in life? Then, if you have asked a question at the story to guide you on the journey, we will give you tools and ways to ignite the new in that is Ego Bay, Jamaica, where it is. Have created a just for you for entrepreneurs who are over entrepreneurs who have been and they are three in themselves, then three nights and not getting any station. Their business experience. Yes, but I want to ask myself the cost. Is that the cost of your family? Is it the cost of your spouse? Is it the cost of your health? Because many people are price for neglect themselves, and they are not paying attention to the things and the people are most important and valuable to success. Just a few areas we will be working on that retreat. We're working on confidence, self-image, personal wealth, set, financial wealth, spiritual relationships, so much more. Phone lines open 6956-646-915-8166. And please come in if you have any questions. I also encourage you to visit Ignite the New in Paradise. Ignite the New Paradise. I'm putting it in the chat for the people that's in the chat. Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat.com. Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat.com. Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat.com. And all we want you to sign up for the webinar. Every Sunday night we are get a look things we are going to be working on you there. We're going to be having joint venture group there. Who knows, you might be able to leave there with a joint venture deal your belt. There are the opportunities to master and to get one coaching from myself. I want you to visit Catherine.org and Catherine, my coach for this reason. She's a confident coach and stylist. An amazing from the inside. A lot of sometimes that the edge starts at the outside. Our edge actually starts from the side. And it's powerful. Make that we can go to the department stores, to the customers, and we get in me. Last week in New York, and I went into Fifth Avenue, got my gorgeous head open. However, gorgeous before I went, because I knew that my makeover started from the inside. And that's what we are going to be working with you at the retreat. Help you to understand the of the resources that you have. A lot of times people worked with, and immediately their mind goes away and neglect and to focus their spiritual wealth, because spiritual wealth, when we are spiritually aligned, then nothing can get us off the course that we are on. Our personal wealth is another powerful aspect of who we are. We look around and we look at our network. What they say, the magnitude of one's network is equal to his or her net worth. So when you have your personal wealth and your spiritual wealth intact, then you won't have to worry about financial wealth because you have things in priority order. You notice I began with spiritual wealth because we got to give due and give respect and honor to where that is due, and it is to the universe and to creator. So when we have things in priority order, then we will not have to worry about whether or not we will acquire and accomplish financial wealth. Because so long as we do Father's job, so long as we do what the universe calls us to do, we will be compensated. It doesn't matter how challenging you are having it. If you stay the course and you run the race and walk whatever you need with that which called you, you and I will be compensated. So just focus on yourself. Am I my best job today? That's what working a job. When you do the job, you know, a lot of time in the room or the room. Ask the same and ask your boss, not allow the boss or advisor be the one to assist you. Be the assessor and evaluator of your behavior and your attitude. When you leave work with a clear conscience, know that I went in there today, did my best, want to do my best, that is required of me. You in the next cube, attend to you. You're not doing their job, you are there to job. So take out of their business and focus on what you are so that you manifest greatness. You know, I was speaking with a friend last week, and she was pretending her job, and she had something entirely different her mind, and she was happy about what the coach told her. And I told her, I know something, even the job is really not your issue. Learning the lesson that you need to learn the job is holding you. So I said, let's do some reverse psychology. Don't focus on when you're going to leave, focus on all the that you need to learn and learn so you can move on. Because not only those lessons will be able to move on. The one I can tell you is that the universe is full. When there is for us to learn it, whereas we are sitting down the program off universe. Your lesson, the right thing, do the thing that you were supposed to do, and learn the lesson you were placed in that particular community, organization, or environment. I want to tell you, for those in the chat room, go right, write question box right there. Or call in 646-815-816, 646-9-8-1-6. You can, with questions or remarks, comment. The next area that we will focus, relation. We are going to cross the going to talk about casual relationship. We are going to talk about professional relationship. We talk about intimate relationships. Because all of those relationships impact the type of business people y'all are. So why should we take from this? We are taking all of these issues head on so we can deal with them. And we are going to position ourselves in excellent position, excellent ways for goals are working. Next area we will dive into is mindset. I know very well that a lot of people minds are playing hard with their minds is what them up. Their minds are preventing them from wish that which they ought to do. Because they made a little mistake whether lake, it doesn't matter whether you made water. It doesn't matter. Our minds continually hold hostage and prevents from moving forward. We have given the control over to our minds and stand up to make a step forward. Something I keep saying, you know what? You remember back in 18, you're not going anywhere, you're not going to what we do. We said, oh, no, we can't do this anymore. So we are going to. Issues around mindset that's preventing us from going forward. It doesn't matter how advanced you are, we all have issues with our mindset and mindset that's holding us back and preventing us from catapulting our success and our progress. And we are going to get into extreme interactive dialogues to have a large and small group. There will be opportunity to work on vision board, and then we're going to come back and we are really going to get under in a positive way. We're not sending back with a lot of votes. We are having some work there, and when it is embedded in your memory, you're not going to be saying, oh, cat ate the notebook, the note, and I can't get it done. Then you get in, you'll be able to tell what you learn. And you will be able to put it into good use life. And for those of you who are people, you will be able to do it yourself as well. So again, it's open for 6915-1666-6915-8166. And I will hear from you. Please ask any questions would like about the event coming up. Event E in Jamaica. And it will take place the Ara, the Hillands, and it's luxurious resort visit the website ignitevillageinparadisetree.com. Listen, it's adult only. Got to be older at that reason. So this is an event you babysit or get grandma or your wife. It's amazing that will ignite the new paradise, ignite your business, ignite the revenue, ignite relationships, help you connect masterminds. So you have to come back and rip here and say, I can't do anything. Because we are going to give you the and show you how to create a productive team around you that will help you to get results you want. So again, is at this the half the line, and the day is October 25th through the 3rd. For registrations now, early bird registration, you and after you register, this stops. Ignited revives energy at your disposal. And for the whole sponsorship community, we have a few women. So we want us. You can call 20 and of ways that just and beautiful pictures of the there. You're not going to be a foundation. Tools that you can use and to act type of relationships as a success. I excited partner in Athorn. She the man in Florida. The universe brought us and we are very excited. God chose to lead this. So, the website out, you go to men and women. And it will play. We were able to even get one. We need of different those people who are drinkers, and even if you're not, if you are not alcoholic drinker, minibar is every day for. Rose in my to guide you. Get my calendars for nights at 8 Eastern and do with nights and your life amazing free. All right. To share. Yeah. Who are looking for a room. It's and people friendships. Great. New friend. Oh, that friend. In the business that you are doing. A lot of us where we are not sure why we check our others. I will on the webinar at night. Sunday nights at 8, excuse me. Sunday night, check it out. It's on book event. It's also on Eventbrite. So want you to come on there, learn about more about both of us and what we are doing, and kind of get a taste is to come on October the 25th to the 30th at the Hilara Rose Hall, Montego Bay, Jamaica, West Indies. All right, so that was that. We also have a Facebook page, and it's called New You in Retreat. That fan page, stop on there. And start interacting with us, be part of our fan base. Amazing. You heard me mention about the breastfeeding program in Jamaica, and we are going to give opportunity to visit at that school and interact with the kids and everything like that too. So we have an amazing event that is coming up for you. And for those of you who are already on Twitter, I'm going to go over that. I want you to please what your business is to take the opportunity to start a little about your world and to put you in their world. And it has just broadened my scope and my reach. I have people from all over the world that are coming on. They don't even speak English, and they are typing in their language in the chat. And when I ask what does that mean, somebody is telling, oh, they want to know if there's anybody in here. They have a question. And they are not sure how to write it in English. And they want to know whether somebody in the chat speaks their language and can write it for them. And people start coming back and back and back and back every week. So I'm very excited, very satisfied that people has found some message that I. So I encourage you, don't be shy. I encourage you to come there and tell something. Tell people what it is you do. Hear what they do. It doesn't have to be a long-winded thing, but share what you have to offer people, what it is they can get from you, how you are. I remember once I was on site and young man, he was 17 years old. I went where he was learning from, but he reminded me something. I me very grateful. He, you know, I must find a way to get my grandma to school because my grandmother listened to me. You would be fine for my grandmother. You know, I did not think that whatever I was about, he valued it not only for himself, but listen to it, thought it was enough for his grandmother to listen to that. For now, who turning up on your broadcast, you never know. So go there and test it out. You are only be connected with more people that will learn about your brand. You know, check it out and see how to become acquainted, familiar. You guys can invite Daphne. Facebook.com/media. Facebook.com/dynamic. Facebook.com/Daphne-Clark-Watson. Link, pin, and Instagram. I am Daphne Clark Watson. So I look forward to each and every one on broadcast on Periscope. All of you are there. Reach out there. I mean, fantastic story. I is looking to come on and to share this fabulous. But up. Now, what to for this year? To go back to the drawing board and to go back and start to see how you want to are off. Don't get nervous if you are off. Just get focused. Focus and to the resources that have around. People are not us. We are afraid for help. And I'm not just speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself as well. Because sometimes I don't, such and such, they're so busy, they're going on. And that's not true. We need to ask folks for help. And if they are not able to help us, they will tell us now. And no that means forever. No means no for now. So I have assignment for you. I want you to take you into 2015. You had some things you were going to do. You had some places you wanted to travel. You had different things. So now I want you to revisit that list and ask, what did I do? And I'm sure that you will not be done marketing. You can reorganize, rearrange those things. One thing I want you to do is focus. Get focused where you want with this. Beat yourself up. Could have happened and it did. Get focused on what is that you need. Life is going to happen to us. And everyone must life happen. If it does not happen, it is going to happen to you. So when life happens to you, don't crawl under the and come head up and you can't even blump. I'm going to breathe this through. I'm breathing one through. You know, our breaths are one of those powerful things that we have, and we often ignore it. We ignore it, and we do not want to use it to our advantage. So use your deep breath. In our home, start this deep breathing exercise. And when you begin to get stressed out, all feel as if it's in inner you, I want you to say, no, I am going to breathe now. I bring such a feeling. Relax and then. All and I, you know, I had a client was for years she's panic attack, and when I introduced her to proper breathing, she said it's not going to work for me. You don't know how suffering she says with panic attacks. And the other day I was in her, she said to me, she was suffering with panic attacks. She said, oh, that was the old mind. I'm sharing with you to just let you know life has to do life has to you. And I'm sure you stand up in a and all that retreat. I go to that retreat. Yes, let me tell you, yes, you need to be there. But it doesn't matter how successful your business is, if you're neglecting yourself to be there, because working and you're not really investing in yourself. And that's why you need to be there. Set priority as you on your partner, your spouses. You know, people who have a spouse would support more when you them in. You think your spouse ignite the Paradise Retreat. Tell him or her it's a business right. You think they are not going to support your business more? Come on. Tell me. Yes, you want. Because spouses, they do not on entrepreneurship. However, one thing they do is when they are paid, is when can get the right. They see good investment. They see some going private school. See some college tuition is not driven, and it's for cash. There's they do on about. They realize that their choice work not. You want them to work. It's their choice, and they know that what they do can allow them to stay at home and invest what you are doing as well. Enjoy the luxury of seeing the children grow. Go to a game, go on another trip. I was at an event a couple weeks ago. The top coach shared it. She got into her when she got to her husband, she was going to retire him soon. She said, proud to announce that all he does now, he goes to events with me. He massages my feet at night, in the morning, my suite, down to event in hell, and to make sure I don't stop to coach anyone on the way. And every applause because spouse now who kill for an opportunity like that because they don't want to go to the job to be slave. They want to with you. So why not allow the opportunity to do that? Again, the website I want for you to visit IgniteTheNewYouInParadiseRetreat.com. IgniteTheNewYouInParadiseRetreat.com. On Sunday nights at 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, we invite you to join us on the webinars. We have a beautiful, beautiful freebie there for you. So sign up, invite your friends. Sign up. We have a sponsorship opportunities remaining. The conference, the retreat is October the 25th through the 30th at the Hyatt Zara Road Hall in the sunny island of Jamaica on the city of Montego Bay. And like I have already, here it is again. Want you to connect with me later, Periscope Dynamic Data on Facebook.com/A New Day Media, Facebook.com/Dynamic, Facebook.com/Dynamic-Club, LinkedIn. Pinch Instagram Daphne Hudson. So see you guys again on the morning. And again, if you have a story that you would want me to share, meet me and discuss and let's see how we help you to get out to the world. Remember, if you are doing what you do for your benefit, you are doing the right thing. Each of us, our souls are called. Duty is to serve others. So let us be obedient and let us do all that we are called. Do so for meeting you on the island of Jamaica to ignite you in paradise. You in paradise.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Tell the Lord, thank you for showing.